breaking through the barrier of lies. Someone faxed an article to the Rosh Yeshiva of Hanata Schiller, which he passed along to me. Cynthia Ozick writes about Palestinians who live in the shadow of our Avais and Imahais in Hebron and Beis Lechem, yet claim that they descend from Palestinians who lived in the land of Israel all by themselves since the Stone Age. She expresses quiet outrage at the chutzpah of this big lie and belittles the dream of a Palestinian state being born in the promised land. And she quotes a poet, Yeats, who once asked, "What rough beast, its hour come at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born." We are on the brink of breaking through the barrier of lies that block the nations of the world from coming to recognize and respect our own stake and claim to the promised land. This issue so concerned Rashi that he brings it up in a Rashi on the very first pasuk of Bereishis. There is an amazing gra near the end of Devarim in which the gra writes that our history unfolding can be found in the creation story. To understand the years of each generation, Shanais, Dor, Vador, you have to remember the days of old, meaning the 6 days of creation. The Torah, in a vision for our time, a vision of the end of time, writes that the earth, not creation or the heavens, but Dafka the earth, is in a state of bewilderment and chaos, Saihu Vavaihu, and a state of darkness hovering over the Sahim, the deep, seemingly bottomless exile of Edom, in the words of the Chidah. But as Jews return to learn in mass, as they commit to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah every day, the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of Hashem, hovers over the waters and centers of Torah learning. The Spirit of Hashem cleaves to the Mashiach who will rise in their midst, as is written in Bereishis Rabbah. Then Hashem will declare Vayahi Or, and a blaze of light will illuminate our dark world and burn to ash every lie and false claim. The simple point I want to bring out is that we are on the verge of breaking through the barrier of lies, keeping the Goyim from recognizing and respecting our stake and claim to the promised land. We will blast through the barrier of lies in the merit of our coming ourselves, to recognize and respect our stake and claim not only to the land of Israel, but far more important to the Torah of Israel. This week I was in Optique Elegance on Coney Island Avenue purchasing a pair of glasses for my daughter. Joe, the optician, advised me to spend a little more money to buy hardened polycarbonate plastic lenses, which do not easily scratch or break. And he told me an amazing thing. If you shoot a bullet at the thick polycarbonate plastic window in front of bank tellers and postal workers, the bullet will not make a single crack in the window. But hairspray, can make a crack overnight all the way through. This comment led me to a stunning insight. IAF, Israeli Air Force precision-guided missile strikes against the Palestinian terrorist infrastructure will not alone break the will of the Palestinians to fight on. We face today an enemy like no other in our history, an enemy who views his own life and even the life of his own children as very cheap, an enemy ready to commit suicide in mass at our expense. This is a huge chiddush, the counterintuitive nature of the last enemy we face in the end of days. Yet, we have a weapon with which we can break the will of this enemy to fight on. We have a weapon that can break through the wall of resistance, a weapon as gentle as hairspray, a weapon lighter than a feather, more ethereal than a ray or spray of light, our own breath, words of Torah, which have the power and lift to rise through the air and sky and heavens from which Shefa will come down in turn, the brach of redemption itself, the Geula Shalema. May we see it b'mhera v'yameinu, amen.